SBS റേഡിയോ. ഹിമാലയൻ യാത്ര ഇഷ്ടപ്പെടുന്ന പലരുടെയും സ്വപ്നമാണ്. പലതരം തിരക്കുകൾക്കിടയിൽ പക്ഷേ ആ ആഗ്രഹം പലരും അങ്ങ് മാറ്റിവെക്കുകയാണ് പതിവ്. ഇവിടെ സിഡ്നിയിൽ ജോലിക്കാരിയായ ഒരു വീട്ടമ്മ 7 ദിവസത്തെ ഹിമാലയൻ ട്രക്കിങ്ങിന് പോയ അനുഭവങ്ങളിലേക്ക് നമുക്കൊന്ന് കടന്നു ചെല്ലാം. സ്പോർട്സിലോ അത്ലറ്റിക്സിലോ യാതൊരുവിധ പശ്ചാത്തലവുമില്ലാത്ത റീന സുനിൽ എന്ന 48-കാരിയെ ഒന്ന് പരിചയപ്പെടാം. റീന സുനിൽ, നമസ്കാരം. SBS മലയാളം റേഡിയോയിലേക്ക് സ്വാഗതം.
താങ്ക് യു ആമി.
റീന സിഡ്നിയിൽ ഒരു വീട്ടമ്മയാണ്, ഒരു ജോലിക്കാരിയാണ്. ഇവിടെ താമസിക്കുന്ന, ഇവിടെ ഫാമിലി ഉള്ള റീന പെട്ടെന്ന് ഒരു ദിവസം ഹിമാലയത്തിൽ ട്രക്കിങ്ങിന് പോകുന്നു. എന്താണ് അതിൻ്റെ കാരണം?
ഇറ്റ്സ് എ ബിഗ് സ്റ്റോറി ആമി. കുറേ കാര്യങ്ങളുണ്ടായിരുന്നു. ഫസ്റ്റ്, ആസ് എ ചൈൽഡ് ഐ വാസ് വെരി influenced by mountains. We're living, like, namma rajyam holds some of the world's best, highest mountains. And I never got a chance. As a child, I was infatuated, but I never got an opportunity. A friend of mine, a classmate rather, one fine day thought, you know what, we're going to do this as a group. She anukku povan pattilla. Adinte sangadam kore kaala undayirunnu. Then I saw an ad, actually. India Hikes nu parna oru company inde oru ad kandu.
Ivide vechittu
online. And just on the browse cheyumbo njan kandu. And it had the opportunity. It was the only trek that actually covered the where you could view the top 5 mountain peaks in the world, which was, the top 4. You could see Everest, number one. You saw Kanchenjunga. Throughout the trek, you could actually see Kanchenjunga.
Okay.
And then you see Lhotse and Mikalu. Mikalu is the 5th highest peak in the world, and Lhotse is the 4th. It's very rare, and I actually read about it. In the world, there's only 3 such treks where you can see the top peaks in the world. And I thought, well, I might be doing this only once. Get it all done in one hit.
Okay.
I was too old, actually. Anakku vayasu over aanu satyam paranjale, compared to a normal trekker's age, because they cut off at 45. They said you can't do anything over 40. I mean, your body won't handle it very well because of limitation in oxygen, your fitness level, etc. And when I spoke to them, they said oru velliya velliya oru exercise regime thannu to cheyan. And the regime was, if you can do 5 kilometers in 35 minutes. That was the thing. You have to do at least 5 times a week. Pinne endha chella, stretching exercises. You've got to go, you've got to do stairs. Because you've got to do your biceps and, you know, your squats and everything. Your leg has to be really strong. So they gave me a whole lot of other exercises. And it was climbing about 100 steps in one hit. Stairs.
That's right.
That was not hard. That was the easy bit. But doing the 5 kilometers at least 5 times a week was a bit hard, because everything else, work and their prashnangalum, you know, lifestyle prashnangal. And once I hit that target, I rang them and I said, I think I can do it. Book me in the parnu. Appo avaru eduthu and they sent me the list. That was funny. I said, okay, you're the oldest. If there's any problem, you might have to come back. I said, don't worry, I'm going to take my cousin. In case, I'm going to trek a hall. You can, you know, any problem, he'll bring me down. You don't have to worry. Well, they said, okay, come.
Okay.
I'm going to go. And you know what? Not a regret. It was hard. Body problem. Like, after a while, you're like, oh my God. Your head will say, stop, enough. But, you know, your body will say stop, but your head is like, you got to go. I'm like, sweep. And the Sherpas are very understanding. They're like, slow and steady. That's fine. Middle. Made it.
That's it. Etra divasam undarunnu
trek? 7 days.
Seven days.
Trek.
Okay, 7 days undarunnu. 7 full day.
I mean, the trek is where literally some days are like 90, you're going like 70 to 80, like this. So you can't walk all day because it's very exhausting.
Okay.
Appo ചില ദിവസം മിനി ഇറ്റ് ഇസ് ലൈക്ക് വൈൻഡി ഇങ്ങനെ പോകുമ്പോൾ വലിയ പ്രശ്നം ഉണ്ടാവില്ല. അപ്പോൾ വി ഡിഡ് 21 kilometers 22 kilometers. പക്ഷെ ഇങ്ങനെ 70-80-90 degrees നടക്കുമ്പോൾ ചില ദിവസം അത് 5-6 kilometers പറ്റും. ഒരു ബോഡിക്ക് നമുക്ക് എടുക്കാൻ പറ്റില്ല, പ്ലസ് ഓക്സിജൻ ലെവൽ കുറഞ്ഞു കുറഞ്ഞു വരും ആസ് വി ഗോ അപ്പ്. അപ്പോൾ ആ പ്രോബ്ലം ഇല്ല കൊണ്ട് അവരും നമ്മൾ അക്ലറ്റമൈസ് ചെയ്യാൻ വേണ്ടിയിട്ട് ദേ വിൽ സേ ഓക്കെ okay we'll stop now
okay
but
okay.
you got to get used to it ellengu you'll get dizzy spells verum ellengu you'll just be tired for no reason you'll get stomach actually your stomach gets upset that's the first thing
adu seri appo ee trekking la etra ver ladies aayirunnu ellaru allengu ladies etra ver undayirunnu
that's very good question Amy this is something I was so impressed bayangara impressed aayirunnu anakku because the trekking group consisted of 50-50 10 ladies 10 men and from the age of 17 to the age of 38 there were ladies and I'm not saying elite athletes onnalla you know not you know exclusive trekkers or high you know they were people who worked in admin jobs in corporate companies or you know normal women who was with children some of them had young kids
okay.
and they did it as a passion and in India like
ജീവിക്കുന്ന ആൾക്കാരെ കുറിച്ചാണോ
പറയുന്നത് 98% എല്ലാരും അന്നക്കാട്ടി ഫിറ്റ് ആയിരുന്നു and I was right at the end you know they were like right with the we have രണ്ട് ഒരു ഗൈഡ് ഉണ്ട് ട്രെക് ലീഡ് ഗൈഡും സ്വീപ്പർ ഗൈഡും the lead guide will lead the way nadul namla trek lead nikkum and back il namla sweep guide so he'll sweep everyone finally who are so I was with the sweeper most of the time but see the thing is right the ladies I was actually seeing them as they went up totally with the trek guide the lead guide because they were fit carrying their bags and everything and right avada
neramol
anuk that was an eye opener for me it's not the india I left behind anuk thone ipam because
okay
and I actually idina petite njan korchu samsarichu with the trek lead and he's saying arina these days it's mostly 50-50
that's true
yes and it was yeah and they're not and they are housewives they may be doing an admin job but they are keen
ah seri okay very interesting alle pinne baaki group ilo ippam professionals aanu ippo ningale take care cheyanayittulla professionals undayirunnu alle
the trek lead is enna pare mountain trained but he can he's got a bit of a doctor like capability okay. I don't know how much training they actually get but okay. they test our oxygen every day
agar
the minute it falls namukku oru medical kit na nammala bag la full time nammal carry cheyyum appam oxygen level when it falls straight away they don't wait they'll put you on the medication all that thing he will do he will I heard a lot of stories where he actually helped people you know dying people he
would
lot of horror stories are also
technical
there
technical training on the, no, at least course. To a certain extent
yeah of course okay. they can do resuscitation they can do a lot of things that are normal give you injections they can do all that
okay endu tharam trekking trip aayirunnu idippam endha just ingane walk cheyano full time adeyo ningal evide nirtho ingane endayirunnu ende oru ഒരു
നമ്മള് എയിം എന്നായിരുന്നു വെച്ചാൽ ടു ഗെറ്റ് ടു ദ ഹയസ്റ്റ് പോയിന്റ് ഇൻ വെസ്റ്റ് ബംഗാൾ അതായിരുന്നു എയിം ബിക്കോസ് വൺസ് യു ഗെറ്റ് ടു ദ ഹയസ്റ്റ് പോയിന്റ് ഇൻ വെസ്റ്റ് ബംഗാൾ
ബംഗാളിലെ ഹയസ്റ്റ് പോയിന്റ് എന്ന് പറയുമ്പോൾ അപ്പോൾ എവിടുന്നാണ് സ്റ്റാർട്ട് ചെയ്തത്
ഗുഡ് ക്വസ്റ്റ്യൻ ഓക്കെ നമ്മൾ ഐ ഫ്ലൂ ടു ചെന്നൈ ബിക്കോസ് ഐ വോണ്ടഡ് ടു ബി വിത്ത് മൈ മാം ഫ്രം ചെന്നൈ ഐ ഫ്ലൂ ടു ബഗ്ഡോഗ്ര I stayed at a hotel avada and not in Bagdogra actually it's called Siliguri
yep.
but Siliguri in the next day morning Saturday namle we got there Sunday morning we drove to Jobaro nu arnor stalth so that was actually already 6000 meters we had covered by road and then 6000 atti we stayed there. It was the most beautiful campsite beautiful right in the middle of the Himalayas
and
one of they say it is one of their most beautiful campsite the snow you know slowly the you can see the cherry snowing you know in the full of green little patches of vegetables you know very very good and then from there we climbed like another 7000
meters
and then from there every day we just walk and walk and walk but the thing is we'll stop at every tea estate like there's these beautiful tea I think it's called tea gardens.
Trekking path le thanne tea gardens
on down because it's all run by Nepal Sherpas. Tea houses they call. Appom ee tea houses le nammal irunnu chai kudichu, then the recommendation is not to eat biscuits and Kit Kat chocolates, and the recommendation is to eat whatever the Nepalese cook for you as a local food, because then you are actually, you know, helping the local you know, people as well.
Nammude naatla chai kada polte oru setup aanu.
Absolutely, but yeah, adanne typical adanne correct ah ningal parnathu, absolutely right. Appo momos thunnum avara avara sweets kalikkum nammal, because our trek was also a green trail. Mm-hmm. It was to help the community than just a trek. Mm-hmm. So nammal Sherpas in Nepalese in eduthu poi avare chai, we tried every shop le poi different kinds of chai, we tried beautiful chai, I have to say. Pinna avare undakkunna local food kalikkum, at the same time avada endengu vrithigade undengile we will clean up as well, because we all had a little green bag with us. Mm-hmm. And we'd go and clean their area and do all that. End of the day, we will take it to a it's not called recycling, it's a little dump, and we'll go and dump it there, and the Sherpas will clean it, we'll separate it.
Adu bayangara interesting aayittulla oru sambhavam ippo Reena parnathu ingane avade ulla waste pick cheyunu nu parayumbam adha trekkinte oru part aano adu endana adu sambhavam
adu ee particular company India Hikes, our trail is called a green trail. അപ്പോൾ അവരെ അണ്ടർസ്റ്റാൻഡ് വെച്ചാൽ നമ്മൾ നിങ്ങൾക്കൊരു ഗ്രീൻ ബാഗ് തരും. ഹിമാലയസ് ഇപ്പോൾ ഷെർപ്പാസിൻ്റെ അടുത്ത് പോയാൽ അവർ സെൽഫിഷ് ഗ്രീഡി പീപ്പിൾ അല്ല. അവർക്ക് ആകെ പേടിയുള്ള ഒരു കാര്യം ലിവിങ് ഇൻ ദ ഹിമാലയസ് ആൻഡ് വോട്ട് ദേ വോണ്ട് ഇസ് ദ ലാൻഡ് ടു ബി സേഫ്. ലാൻഡ് സ്ലൈഡ് ഇസ് എ ബിഗ് പ്രോബ്ലം. എങ്ങനെ ലാൻഡ് സ്ലൈഡ് വരുന്നത്? പ്ലാസ്റ്റിക് ആൻഡ് എവറിഥിങ് എൽസ് മിക്സ് അല്ല, എല്ലാം മിക്സായിട്ട് സോയിൽ മിക്സായിട്ട് വെൻ ദ റെയിൻ കംസ് ഇറ്റ് ഗോസ്.
അപ്പോൾ
this is a big favor, because avare they're doing so much to accommodate you. Mm-hmm. You know, they're cooking for you, they give you hot water, ingane care cheyna or community in a little back, we, you know, we want to give something back.
Okay,
but they said, you know what, why this was or actually it was or Australian then idea, and I can't remember his name unfortunately. Mm-hmm. Say, no, why don't you do a green trail instead? Help the Himalayas, give something back to the community.
Inippum nammala trekkinte oru experience like ana thirichu povanengil ippum nammala palappalum photos lakka kaanumba ingane Everest la snow ekka vannu nadakkuna angante oru feel aanu, angante oru experience aanu nadannu povumba muluvanum throughout.
Nam nadannu povumbom we don't see Everest, to be honest. Everest is a hard, is one of the most hardest to spy.
Okay,
angane avaru paraya. അപ്പം നമ്മൾ നടന്നു പോകുമ്പോൾ കഞ്ചൻജംഗ വാസ് ത്രൂ ഔട്ട് നമ്മളെ വ്യൂ. നോട്ട് ജസ്റ്റ് കഞ്ചൻജംഗ, ദ ഹോൾ സ്ലീപ്പിംഗ് ബുദ്ധ റേഞ്ച്, ചില ദ ഹെഡ് ഇസ് ദ കുംഭകരൺ, ദ ഹയസ്റ്റ് പോയിന്റ് ദ സ്റ്റമക്ക് ഇങ്ങനെ കടന്നിട്ട് ഇങ്ങനെ കാണാം, ഇറ്റ്സ് വെരി ബ്യൂട്ടിഫുൾ. അപ്പം ദ സ്റ്റമക്ക് ഇസ് ദി കഞ്ചൻജംഗ, ദ ഹയസ്റ്റ് പോയിന്റ് ഇസ് കഞ്ചൻജംഗ. അപ്പോൾ അതിങ്ങനെ ഇങ്ങനെ ഇങ്ങനെ സിഗ്സാക്ട് പാത്തിൽ ഇങ്ങനെ പോകുമ്പോൾ വെന്യൂ വ്യൂ, I don't know, you get emotional, because you're like, oh my god, it's like right there in your face. Appom I thought, oh, this is the best, and I don't think I will see and even if I don't see Everest, it's okay, because idu kandalla. And the Sherpas satyam parnjal avaru parayum, you know, it's, you have to be really lucky to see Everest, because it's always covered under the cloud and everything else.
Okay.
The good thing about Sandakpu and that challenge, it is over the cloud, so basically the clouds, you can see the clouds floating underneath, and we are like above the cloud.
Oh, Sandakpu nu parayana ningal ayirna location aanu,
that is our track, that is the highest point in West Bengal, and that's where we were going to. Our trek is called Sandakpur trek.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to Sandakpur.
Oh, actually,
so that is the highest, and then we come down.
Okay.
But avada theram, it was about 4-ish. The sun was still up, but it was fully all clouds everywhere.
Uh-huh.
It was below us, so we couldn't literally see anything.
That's right. On cloud 9 എന്ന് പറയുന്ന ആ ഒരു ഫേസ് കറക്റ്റ്
ആയിരുന്നു. We were exhausted. So എല്ലാം കൂടി ഒന്ന് എടുക്കാൻ പറ്റിയില്ല. It took a bit of time to say. I was very exhausted. I was like, okay, now I'll just go to my tent. I will sleep. The Sherpa said, no, you got to enjoy all this. You know, you're at the highest point, so enjoy. So I woke up. They made some lovely chai. They made bhajiyas. So we ate all that. And then we went to fully covered. It was very cold, minus 5 or 6. We full covered in the tent. We went to sleep. Kadanu. Appa raavila tentinu chuttu bhayangara commotion. I heard Everest, and I'm like, I unzipped my tent. Right in front of me was Everest. It was very, very emotional. But when the people in the tent were all tearing up and all that, because right there it was Stanley.
Okay.
And then without any barriers, sun vannu, the sun was putting the yellow and the golden color on there. It is honestly, I get goosebumps just thinking about it, because oh my God, there it is. The king is just in front of us, you know, with the whole view for us without a cloud barrier. Of course, it was photo time. Everybody was clicking left, right, center. Some people teared up, but then they controlled the emotion. And you know, you can hear like people meditating and all that.
Oh,
then okay. We kind of wind it up and it went back. By 8 o'clock, the clouds covered. But then we got up, undid the tents, and then walked back.
That's so lovely. It was an experience.
It was amazing.
Exercise regime, പ്രെപ്പ് ചെയ്യാനായിട്ട് പറഞ്ഞു തന്നത് പറഞ്ഞു. ഇപ്പം ആർക്കെങ്കിലും നമുക്ക് പോകണമെങ്കിൽ എന്ത് തരത്തിലുള്ള പ്രിപ്പറേഷൻസ് ആയിരിക്കും ചെയ്യേണ്ടത്, അല്ലെങ്കിൽ എന്താണ് തോന്നുന്നത്? ഇപ്പം സാധാരണ ഒരാൾക്ക് പോകണം തോന്നുവാണെങ്കിൽ എന്താ അവർ ചെയ്യേണ്ടത്?
സത്യം ഏമി, ഐ ഡിഡ്ന്റ് തിങ്ക് ഇറ്റ് വാസ് ഡിഫിക്കൾട്ട്. ദോ ഇനിഷ്യലി കേട്ടപ്പോൾ ഓ ദിസ് ഈസ് ഗോയിങ് ടു ബി ഹാർഡ്, സത്യം പറഞ്ഞാൽ അത്ര കഷ്ടമേ അല്ല. ഡേ ഇഫ് യു ക്യാൻ അറ്റ്ലീസ്റ്റ് വീക്ക്ലി 3 times, ഇഫ് യു ക്യാൻ റൺ 5 kilometers, Adamati, you know, and then a few little bit of squats, like I said, stay with the backpack or in 4-5 literal backpack vechitte or 100 steps daily cheyan pattum. That'll suffice. I mean, I could be healthier and I could be fitter, but I should, under age and consider it cheyumbo, I think that they told me you did. They didn't think that, because yes, people got to the tea houses before me. Adu seriyana. Pakshe they didn't have to wait more than 15 minutes.
Oh, you know? Okay.
By the time I got there, they were ready. Oru chai kudichittu vidan.
Ellam next. Okay.
But adhigam, if you, as long as you're not holding the others back, you're okay.
Korpe.
Yeah, korpe. Idu madhi. Dharalam madhi.
പിന്നെ ഇപ്പം മണിയുടെ മണി വൈസ് നോക്കുകയാണെങ്കിൽ ഇപ്പം എത്ര പൈസ ആയിരിക്കും ഒരു റേഞ്ച് നോക്കുകയാണെങ്കിൽ എത്ര വേണം?
To be on, if you won't believe this, the trek is only 10,000 rupees. To do the trek.
10,000 rupees?
Shirikyo. To climb up to that Chandakpo is only 10,000. Because onnum illa, because you're staying in tents, you're staying, you know, they just provide you very basic food. It's not a luxury camp.
Okay.
Luxury trek. Okay. It's only 10,000. But your clothing, your gear, your trek bag, that'll put you, say, offset maybe 25,000-30,000 Indian rupees.
Okay,
because your trekking shoes all has to be good quality. 30,000-35,000 other way. You cannot, this I'm talking basic stuff, and nothing fancy. We get basic stuff. Then your flight tickets from where to get to Baghdad.
ഇനിയിപ്പോ ഒരു ഒരു ഫൈനൽ ആയിട്ടുള്ള ഒരു കാര്യം കൂടി ഉള്ളതെന്ന് വെച്ചാൽ, ഇപ്പൊ ലേഡീസ് ഉണ്ട് ട്രെക്കിന്, ഇപ്പം ബേസിക് ആയിട്ടുള്ള ഫെസിലിറ്റീസ് ആണ് എല്ലായിടത്തും, ടെന്റ്സ് ആണ്, അപ്പം ടോയ്ലറ്റിംഗ് ഫെസിലിറ്റീസ് അങ്ങനത്തെ ഉള്ള സംഭവങ്ങളൊക്കെ എന്താണ്?
Good question. Adu korchoru problem aanu. You have to remember you are in an area where plumbing onnu illatha oru sthalam aanu. Pakshe idu nammal lower range il undaavum, when you are in your 6000 7000 8000 avada piping um electricity ella undaavum. So avada aavum you have the Indian style toilets. Chella tea houses il you have the European as well.
Okay.
But as you go nammal mele keri pogumbum, of course everything will, so it is pit. You have to learn to use the pit. It's only for a day or maybe 2 days. You have to use tent. Other camping experience never wanted. Also, people who go there for camping experience say we need that, because you can't eppuram Indian or proper plumbing service you say that you won't experience camping.
Okay.
Which I problem, because I mean. I thought of the experience, I guess.
Okay.
And you can't shower for 7 days. Huh? There's no hot water. Oh, there's nothing. So,
thank you so much. Thank you.
I'm so glad you asked about the experience. It was, I think, one of a kind. And I'm so glad you are interested.
Enjoy more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.